I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Reggie Roakes, meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Alabama is drying out and cleaning up from tornadoes that hit Christmas night. Flooding is also a concern as the state heads toward the New Year's holiday. The National Weather Service confirmed an EF0 tornado hit Tuscaloosa County Friday afternoon with winds of 75 miles per hour. 2 hours later, a confirmed EF2 tornado touched down in suburban Birmingham. That storm is confirmed to have damaged more than 70 structures, ranging from minor damage to full destruction. National Weather Service forecaster Jim Stefkovich says the violent weather isn't all that rare for Alabama.
Since 1950, the number of tornadoes in Alabama from December 23rd through the 27th, Alabama ranks second only to Texas in the number of tornadoes. So it's not unusual to get tornadoes around the Christmas holiday.
Forecasters say an unusually warm Christmas week contributed to the violent weather. Those temperatures and the severe weather threat is expected to continue until Thursday. A casino owner recently made a donation to an Alabama school district for students lacking insurance, allowing them to take home iPads. The Montgomery Advertiser reports Victoryland owner Milton McGregor donated over $25,000 to cover $50 insurance payments for over 500 students at three Macon County schools. McGregor says he felt compelled to help after hearing about students' inability to pay the insurance costs for their iPads following Apple's donation to the three cash-strapped schools this summer. Apple's grant provided iPads for students at Booker T. Washington High School in Tuskegee, Tuskegee Public Elementary, and Notasoga High School. The grant was part of its Connect Ed grants, which coincide with the White House's Connect Ed initiative. The Apple grant also allowed Macon County to update its internet infrastructure and provide professional development for its employees. And the second-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide is going through game week preparation for the college football playoff this Thursday against third-ranked Michigan State. The Crimson Tide and the Spartans will square off in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic at AT&T Stadium in Dallas, Texas. One player that Coach Nick Saban is looking for some more out of is junior linebacker Tim Williams. He says Williams has a chance to play every down on defense if he can continue to develop.
He's got to learn how to play outside backer and understand pass coverage concepts, and when he drops, I'd say that's the biggest thing that he has to develop. I think the way he's developed in other areas, that's something that we certainly have great hope for that he'll be able to do in the next year.
Williams has 18 tackles this season and is second on the team with sacks with 9.5. Kickoff for the Cotton Bowl is set for Thursday at 7 p.m. The game will be broadcast on ABC. Now your forecast.
Good Monday morning. Currently tracking storms and showers moving their way from west to east. Temperatures today will only rise into the upper 60s, lower 70s. And by tonight, rain will start to come to an end, but cloud cover does not go away until tomorrow morning. I'm WVUA's Reggie Roakes, and that's your local forecast.